Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 hello. This is Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres. I am your host, Ellen Hartwell. I have my illustrious, intelligent, handsome, wonderful friend, insightful person. Oh, yeah, that's John Warren. How are you today, John Warren?
I'm really good. I am really good. I guess I'm insightful and what else? I mean, some nice things. I never think
handsome.
Of myself as insightful, but I like. I don't know about that, but sure, I'll take it. Sure, I'll go there.
Intelligent.
I think I'll buy that one. That one's the easiest for me to just accept wholly. It's like, yeah, I think I'm pretty smart. Smart in general. So, but yeah, you know, I'm good, Ellen. Why are you making you're embarrassing me?
I don't mean to embarrass you. I only tell the truth, and it's true. So anyway, John, today we are talking about signs, superstitions, and sanity. Now, that's really hard to say fast, so that's why I have to say it more slowly, because otherwise I trip over my tongue. Signs, superstitions, and sanity. What in the world? Well, you know, John, I know that many people, myself included, and I think you, we have things that we look for. We look for certain signs, whether it's in the weather or it's, oh, if I see that, this is going to happen. Or if I hang on to my lucky rabbit's foot, I'll have a great day. Or don't walk under that ladder, bad luck. Or don't open an umbrella in the house, it's bad luck. Or if a bird flies into the house, somebody's going to die. I mean, the list is long. And lucky numbers and lucky charms. And we all have something along those lines, I would be willing to wager, or at least most, where there's something that, well, I only wear that shirt. I have a son who's a fisherman. That's my good luck shirt. Or never bring a banana when you go fishing. It's bad luck. Now, whether those things are true or not, we could debate all day long, but there are people who really believe that if you do this, that will happen, good or bad. And that's fine. I mean, I think it makes life more interesting if we have a little superstition here or there, look for a sign here and there. It makes it a little more mysterious and interesting. And it's not insane and it's not crazy. I mean, people have things that they have that they never get rid of. Oh, yeah, you know, I had that little toy truck when I was 4 and I've kept it all these years, or that doll or something. Because it means something to it, symbolizes something to them, or it means good luck, or it's bad luck if I get rid of it, whatever it is. We all have something along those lines, lucky horseshoes over door sills and all that. And so if you do have that, there's nothing wrong with that. It's wonderful. It makes life a little more interesting, if you ask me. You're not insane, and whether people admit it or not, they have something. I almost guarantee you, they have something. That's great. There's nothing wrong with it. You're not insane. What we want to remember with our signs and superstitions and lucky charms, that's all fine. But let's look behind that. What are we really looking for? Are we really looking for something that gives us good luck? Is there even such a thing as good luck or bad luck? Well, we believe so because of perspective. Oh, that happened. That's terrible. That's a bad, bad thing. Or look at that. That's fabulous. That's wonderful. What good luck you have. Is it? Because I have come to believe that I don't believe in luck. I don't think it's good luck, bad luck, or anything else. I believe we are creating our reality, co-creating our reality all the time. And therefore, it's our perspective that we want to pay attention to, our affirmations that we want to pay attention to. And you can hang on to your lucky rabbit's foot and say, this is good luck. And I know that really it comes from my focus. If I believe that that rabbit's foot is going to bring me good luck, guess what? It will, and it has nothing to do with the rabbit's foot. The rabbit foot may give you a focus, but the good luck, in quotes, or that wonderful thing that happened, is because you're affirming it. You're affirming that good thing. You're affirming that into reality. You're bringing it into your reality. I know people that light green candles for money and red candles for love and passion and white candles for spiritual growth or whatever it is. I don't have any problem with that, but it's not the candle. It's the focus that that candle brings, that rabbit foot brings, that horseshoe brings. Where is your focus? And so signs and superstitions and lucky charms, all of that, think of them as a way to focus. And let's pick a bad one. I mean, I grew up in a household that it was laughable. People laugh, but, oh, don't open that umbrella in the house. It's bad luck. And nobody ever would, even though they knew better. Of course, it doesn't bring you bad luck. But nobody ever did. You won't find me doing it either. But I know it wouldn't bring me bad luck unless I focus on something negative. I'm not going to bring something negative into my life if I'm conscious and I'm co-creating. Now, we all have things that happen to us. The car breaks down, or God forbid, somebody passes away, or we don't get that job, or that lottery ticket wasn't worth the powder to blow it up with, whatever. We all have that, but it's a matter of perspective. Can we get a positive perspective going? And hang on to that lucky rabbit's foot and say, I see things in a positive way today. Thank you that I have the eyes to see the miraculous, the mysterious, and the wonderful. Because if we focus on that, if we take our lucky charms, our superstitions, and et cetera, if we take that as a way to focus into our positive affirmations, now we've got something going on. And it's not magic. It's not. It's that you have put your focus on something positive, and so guess what? You'll bring more positive in. And if you have superstitions like walking under a ladder or don't step on a crack, you'll break your mother's back. Some of you know that little rhyme. Well, you're not going to break your mother's back if you step on a crack. My mother's back would have been broken years ago, God rest her soul. However, take that negative thought. Oh, breaking somebody's back, or, oh, a black cat went across my path, or, oh, I broke a mirror, that's 7 years bad luck. Yeah, well, don't bring that into reality. Say, oops, I broke a mirror. That means that things are coming apart and coming right back together, and everything's wonderful. It brings me 7 years of the ability to see the good. It brings me 7 years of the ability to see the miraculous. It brings me 7 years of an ability to turn a negative thought into a positive thought. So you can take your negative signs and superstitions and turn them into something positive. What are we doing here? We're doing what we all are practicing or learning, and that is take every negative thought and counter it with a positive one. Your car broke down. That sucks. Yeah, it does. But you know what? You know what's good about that? If my car hadn't broken down, that mechanic wouldn't found out that bearing wasn't right, and I could have had something really serious happen. Mm. So see, something good came out of it, or the person who stopped to help you turned out to be your new best friend, or you found a great mechanic who doesn't charge that much and who does great work. If you look for the good and you affirm the good, you will find the good, you will see the good, you will then experience the good. Because what are we looking here for? What are we looking for here? We're looking to experience that excitement, that great feeling when something wonderful happens. We all want that. I do, you do, we all do. So if we can take a negative thought and turn it into a positive thought, my car broke down, well, you know what? Nobody was hurt. So thank God. Nobody was hurt. That is a good thing. And the more we do that, the more we focus on turning something negative into something positive, take that ladder, walking under the ladder, and turn it into a lucky charm or a lucky sign, guess what's going to happen? We're going to start feeling that we have more control over what we bring into our life. We start to begin to believe that we co-create a reality. And if you practice this, I will guarantee you, that's a pretty strong statement, but I mean it, I will guarantee you that if you practice this, turning negative thoughts into positive thoughts, trying to see the good in everything, finding the good, taking those lucky charms as a focal point for your positive affirmations and those negative ones as a way to turn the negative into the positive, I will guarantee you that you will change your perspective and change what's happening in your life within about 30 days. Some people it's sooner, some people it takes a little longer, But if you keep at it, you will see the fruits of your labor, because I've been doing it for a long time now, and I love it. And do I always bring in what I want? No. I goof, I flub up, I'm not as conscious as I want to be, so I'll bring something in that's like, okay, that's not so great, but what is the good in that? What is the good in that thing that I just brought into my life? Well, give me a minute. Oh, yeah, nobody got hurt. Or, oh, yeah, that was a bill I didn't expect, but I've got the money to pay it. Yay. So see the good. When you sit down to pay your bills, don't go, oh, I got to pay the bills. Pain in the butt. No. Thank you that I can pay my bills. Thank you for that. And you'll find you have more money. You have a more pleasant attitude. You have a readier smile. And things start to look and feel lighter. The higher the vibration, the quicker the manifestation. That's what John Warren said, and it's true. The higher the vibration, the quicker the manifestation. How do we get to that higher vibration when we're talking about signs and superstitions? By using them as focal points. This lucky rabbit's foot, I'm telling you, I am so focused on having wonderful events in my life today. This is an awesome day. Guess what? It'll be more awesome. And guess what? You'll be able to find more positive in your day. Now, it is a practice, and it takes focus, and it takes affirming that you're more conscious every day. But you know what? It's not really that difficult, because once you start doing it, you'll see the rewards, and you'll start to feel better. You won't feel weighted down. You won't feel like, oh, my God, another day. Oh, jeez. No, hey, this is a brand new day, and today I'm going to focus on the positive. I'm going to give thanks for the positive. I'm going to counter negative thoughts with positive thoughts, and I'm going to feel better. And then in time, you'll start to see some of these positive manifestations showing up in your life. And if you work on that, you get to belief. And when we believe it, there it is. Now, there's a component to this that we don't talk too much about, but I think we should spend just a moment on it. You have to visualize it. You have to be able to see it, feel it, smell it, touch it, taste it. So most of us can't even imagine what $50 gazillion looks like. I have no idea, but I can imagine a $100 bill. I can imagine a stack of $100 bills. So that's what I do. I go, you know what? I have stacks and stacks of $100 bills surrounding me. They're so high I can't see over them. And you know what? I start to manifest more money, because you have to have what they call a mental equivalent. You have to be able to see it in your mind's eye, to feel it in your feelings. Wow, when I have a stack of $100 bills, like maybe a stack of five, that's $500. That's a lot of money. Imagine it. Imagine picking up that stack, feeling the weight of it in your hand. Smell it. Give it a sniff. What does money smell like? What does it feel like to have a stack of $100 bills that add up to $500? Wow, that feels really good. I can see it. I can imagine it. I can say thank you for that. And if I do that every day, guess what? I'm going to have more money. I'll make more money. Money will come to me in happy, expected, and unexpected ways, as I say every day. So the whole point of signs, superstitions, there's nothing wrong with them. It's not evil. It's not bad. None of that. But use it appropriately. Use it as a focal point for being positive, and you will start to change your life. Imagine it. See it. Embrace it with your emotions. Be excited about it. And guess what? You'll manifest it. It may take a month, it may take longer, but you will manifest it, and you'll see signs of that manifestation coming your way. So signs and superstitions, they're great, but use them appropriately into manifesting what is positive, and you'll change your life. And by the way, you are listening to Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres. We'd love to hear from you. You can reach us at our website, ellenhartwell.com. So you can email us through there. Love to hear from you. And this week's show, of course, is Signs, Superstitions, and Sanity. Woohoo! And next week, we're going to be talking about heirs and heiresses. are we heirs and heiresses? Well, you bet you are, and I'm going to tell you why, and so is John next week. So signs and superstitions, John, chime in, please.
Well, I love what you – I mean, so much of what you said. You sort of feel like you got me round the – you know, to the other side of the discussion already. It's interesting. I was listening to you, Ellen, and I have a desk I work at, and then I have a little workstation sort of next to the couch, right? I mean, I've drug a TV tray so I can do the laptop. If I'm lazy, I don't want to get off the couch, I can work from there. And I'm looking around thinking, okay, for the record, I'm not Catholic. I did not grow up in a Catholic household. But speaking of signs and superstitions, I have a beautiful red rosary, which is sitting right on my desk. And I have a little card from some Catholic saint that I like. I don't even know which one it is. And there's incense in my room. Our Lady of San Juan de Lagos, I don't know. I don't even know what she does, but I like that she's near me. I'm superstitious about it. And so what I want to say is that as I was listening to you, I was thinking about, like, okay, I have a lot of these things, and I will tell you what they mean to me, and it's been evolved, because some of them I've known all along. Like, the rosary actually is a grounding device for me to go, okay, I need to connect it all to all that is. I need to connect to the one here. And having a rosary in my hand, even though I didn't want to repeat this, I think it's important. I didn't grow up in a Catholic household. I have no judgment about it. I'm not even Catholic, but I like the color of it. I like the vibration of it. I like the feel of the cross in my hand. And so, when I sit and say a little prayer, like, I'm working on this today, or I'm focused on this today, I will often grab it. And this is one of the things. And when you study religious science, you will, one of the first things you learn is that you are one and connected to all that is. And you are conscious, and it can come through you if you make room for it to come through you. So that's what I'm doing. I'm connecting to all that is in that moment. Now, am I connected to all that is, Ellen, without this rosary in my hand? Of course I am. It's, in fact, impossible for me not to be. But what it does is, and maybe this is a superstition, maybe it's a sign, is because of things I find beautiful and comfortable, I did grow up in an Anglican tradition, which is close, I find comforting, this thing is symbolic of that, and it grounds me. So I wanted to say that. I was just thinking, oh my goodness, look at this. There's right in front of me. There's what she's exactly talking about today. But I know now, and I practiced this long enough to know that it's actually a map that helps me go in a direction, or it's a signpost, or it's something that anchors me. It's metaphor. All of that stuff is a metaphor for connecting me to the greater thing. Now, I also want to talk about superstitions, because I still have a few and I haven't let go of them. I'm so glad that you mentioned that, you know, I've never heard, actually, I don't think I've ever heard the umbrella indoors thing. I also grew up in California, it never rained, so I don't, you know.
Don't do it.
Oh, I know, it's bad luck, don't do it. It's so funny, the other day, not long ago, 2 weeks ago, this is so funny, and I'm not generally superstition. I have one I'm going to mention in a minute that I am stuck on, and I've had to work with, literally work with, mentally work with. But I had to go to the post office. I walked to the post office. I live in a neighborhood that you can walk to a lot of things, not everything, but you can walk to a few things, like the post office. And I just dropped something off there, and I came back on the side street, the street one street over, and I came around the corner, and there was a black cat in a lawn. A live one, right, standing in a lawn. And I paused long enough going, no, you go the other way. You do not cross my path. If you cross my path, and I had a full on, now it was almost like I didn't open my mouth, but I was almost like talking to it with my mind, turn around and go back into your house or go back toward your house. Because if you cross the sidewalk, then you've crossed my path, and that is bad luck. And, you know, he or she did turn around and go the other way, because I think I spooked the cat not the other way around. We spooked each other, apparently. But having said that, it was like, okay, that is hilarious that I would have been stuck there. Now, that didn't happen, so I didn't have to do the extra homework of, John, you know that you are in charge of your consciousness, and what your consciousness is focused on is what's going to manifest in one way or another in your life, whether as you practice this to a greater or lesser degree. I didn't have to do all that, but, and I want to say this because you've covered a lot of this, Ellen, but I do think it's important to say that, and I've talked to you about this, that I got so stuck on the number 13 because that's a traditionally bad luck number, or a lot of people think it is. I know in, I believe it's China, but it, I know in certain Asian cultures, it's bad luck. There are not 13th, you know, many buildings used to, I don't think they do anymore, they used to skip the 13th floor, et cetera, et cetera. You go to 12 to 14. And I would see it. And I've had callers on, you know, who call me for intuitive work, and, you know, talk about things like this and seeing numbers. I see 13. And so every time I, you know, for a while there, and it still happens, by the way, when, you know, I wake up at 6 in the morning and I'll sort of putter around and get my mind together. The first time I glance at a clock, it's 6:13. And, you know, waiting for us to check in the green room, it's like, ooh, in my time, it's 11:13 when I glance at the clock. What time is it? And I get a little nervous. I don't get panicky. That's crazy. But I get a little nervous about it, Ellen. And because 13 is bad luck, that means I'm stuck in some weird cycle. Now, I talked to you about it because I'm actually, and I'm glad we're doing this show, embarrassed about that. I'm actually like, John, you know better. You practice metaphysics every single day of your life, everyone. And you know what you're good at, you know what you're bad at, you know how it works. You've studied religious science from everybody in the 20th century practically who sort of, excuse me, who sort of, you know, tipped it back over, you know, to us from the beginnings on, you know, 100 years ago. And yet you're stuck on the number 13. You get stuck. Oh, this is going to be a bad day. Something bad's happening. I did something wrong. And so what I had to do was go right back into that well, Ellen, and I think you helped me do this, but I don't know where I found this out. I don't remember. Is I had to turn that 13 into symbolic of something other than bad luck. Oh, that means $13,000 is going to come my way. That means I'm going to get, you know, 13 compliments next week from people. And then I realized the biggest one that really worked for me is that from the tradition that I come from, God outside the box, there are 12 disciples and the 13th person at the table is the Christ. Oh, good. That means I'm going toward the Christ energy. It doesn't mean bad luck. It means the opposite of bad luck. The 13th person in the room is Jesus, is the Christ. I went, oh, okay, that I can work with. But I sincerely and honestly, Ellen, had to take that and switch it. And I think we do it all the time. And I think this is about some idea that we get at some point early on, that the universe or God or something's conspiring against you. And instead of pretending and talking down to myself or anybody else, I won't, you know, people call all the time intuitives, people like me and you, and they have a barrel of superstitions that they're walking around with. And never to talk down to that, and never, because I have them myself. I go, ooh, where did that come from? I'm afraid of a black cat. Seriously, John? And but to turn it into and say, no, turn that thought around and go, no, the universe isn't conspiring against me. This is not some, there's not some mystery behind the curtain here, putting a black cat in my path. I'm projecting something that's a little unconscious into my experience so that I can work with it. So I can change the thought that the universe is conspiring against me into everything works out for me exactly the way it's supposed to, or even better, because it's beautiful to me. The universe and everyone in it is conspiring for my benefit. And I can turn that around. I can say, actually, no, I live in a friendly universe. May not seem so all the time. I mean, yeah, may have work to do. I may have incurred some unconscious debt that I'm not even aware of, but I'll work through it. But in the meantime, I am now conscious enough, I'm above water enough in my own consciousness, Ellen, to go, I know, oh no, I'm in charge of this. I don't know what that black cat was about, but I do know, I was like, oh, it pointed out, maybe it was about this exact moment, Ellen, it just occurs to me. Maybe that black cat 3 weeks ago was about, John, you need to unpack this in a way that other people can hear it, because they're going to identify with it. And went, oh yeah, maybe that's exactly why I manifested that moment with the black cat, because there it is, and here I am. And the beautiful thing about this science always, Ellen, is the signs and superstitions can be absolutely, if we're going to be there and going to use them and we're going to have them in our lives, make sure they're pointing in a direction that you want them to. So that black cat just became a teacher so that 3 weeks later I could say this on the radio and say, no, I'm an honest to God human being who's still working through things, but I know via consciousness that the more I direct my consciousness, the more I manifest what I want to experience in my life for myself and for others in my life. Am I great at it? No. Am I Jesus? No. But apparently I am choosing to believe that I am approaching the room with the 13th person in it, with the Christ in it. And that's where I'm headed and that's where I'm going. And it works every time, Ellen, every time. I've never seen it not work. If I don't get what I want, what I think I want, I get the reason why I didn't get it. And I actually go, oh, okay. That actually, I get something out of it every single time, everyone. And I will report on this show if it doesn't work. I will. I'm happy to do that. I think we are, you know, this is a living, breathing science and spiritual practice. And it does none of us any good to be dishonest with the people we're working with or working for, our clients, to say, no, I'm not great at that, but I'm getting better at it. And I have to practice every day, just like LeBron James does in the NBA and just like Serena Williams does in tennis. I practice this every day, and I'm not comparing myself to those two, but we practice. And the negative stuff, we can turn it around. And we can put a smile on our face about it. It's comical to me that I got stuck on 13. And I got stuck, Ellen. You know this. It bothered me in a way that was embarrassing to me. I kept manifesting the number 13 everywhere. And I just decided it was a good sign. It meant money was coming and that Jesus was smiling at me and the Christ was happening in my experience. And it's changed. And I see it a lot less now, too, by the way. But I still see it. I did.
Right.
That's the end of my rant on this. I hope I filled. I said something sane.
You did. You did, absolutely, because I think all of us carry something like that. My aunt had a beautiful, she's long dead now, but she had a beautiful charm bracelet. I know I told you this, John. And she had the number 13 in little tiny diamonds. It was beautiful. And she thought of the number 13 as excellent good luck. And so everybody has their thing. I love the Jesus being the 13th person at the table because it immediately takes a negative connotation and puts it into a very positive one. And that's what we're talking about here. We take those superstitions, the black cat, the ladder, whatever it is, numbers, certain numbers. I don't like the number 6, and so I avoid it, which is ridiculous. It's ridiculous, and I know that, and so I'm much less freaked out about it than I used to be. But I counter that negative thought with something positive. 6. Ooh, that's a great number, because 6 times today I'm going to get a really good hit for somebody in my intuitive work or whatever. I'll turn it into something that is positive. And so that's what we're talking about. Take your positive superstitions or signs, your rabbit foot, your horseshoe, whatever, and just go, wow, this is so good. It reminds me to be positive. Negative ones and turn them into something positive. It takes a little practice, but you can have fun with it. And then what are you doing? You're reaching toward that next vibration where you're affirming the positive, you're seeing it in your mind's eye, you're watching it like a movie play out in your mind, you're feeling it, you're giving thanks for it, you're excited about it. And those superstitions will become friendly and warm and encouraging, not frightening and negative. And like John with the cat, if you see something or have an experience, go, wait a minute, just wait a minute here, folks. I co-create my reality. And so I'm going to bless that black cat, and I'm going to say, what a cute thing. And I might not let it walk across my path, but I know if it did, it means, look at that. animals in the world. Thank you for the beautiful animals in the world, whatever, but turn it into something positive. Next week, we are talking about heirs and heiresses, going to be another great show. We thank you for listening. Thank you, John, and go be positive, everyone. Take care now.